Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, July 12th. Coming up in today's episode, Centre announces Samvidhan Hatya Divas. Congress reacts sharply. Former Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy accused of attempt to murder. Supreme Court's big relief to Arvind Kejriwal. Rahul Gandhi defends Smriti Irani. And China's warning to West after NATO summit. First up, keeping up its attack on the Congress over the emergency period, the government announced today that June 25th will be observed every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas, which loosely translates to Constitution Killing Day. Making the announcement on X, Home Minister Amit Shah posted a Gazette notification and wrote, quote, "On June 25th, 1975, the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, in a brazen display of a dictatorial mindset, strangled the soul of our democracy by imposing the emergency on the nation. Lakhs of people were thrown behind the bars for no fault of their own, and the voice of the media was silenced." The Government of India has decided to observe 25th of June every year as Samvidhan Hatya Divas. This day will commemorate the massive contributions of all those who endured the inhuman pains of the 1975 emergency. Reacting sharply to the development, Senior Congress Leader Jairam Ramesh posted on X, and I quote, "Yet another headline-grabbing exercise in hypocrisy by the non-biological Prime Minister who had imposed an undeclared emergency for 10 long years before the people of India handed him a decisive personal, political and moral defeat on June 4, 2024. He then alleged that the Prime Minister has subjected Constitution of India and its principles, values and institutions to systematic assault. Further adding that the Prime Minister, whose ideological parivar had rejected the Constitution of India in November 1949 on the grounds that it did not derive inspiration from Manusmriti. He also alleged that for the Prime Minister, democracy only means demo-kursi, translating to chair. And next, an attempt to murder case has been filed against former Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister Jagan Mohan Reddy and two Indian IPS officers. K. Raghuram Krishnaraju, an MLA of the ruling Telugu Desam Party or TDP, filed the FIR report with the police, alleging plotting a criminal conspiracy against him. The two IPS officers named in the alleged attempt to murder conspiracy are P.V. Sunil Kumar and PSR Sita Raman Janayelu. Two more accused are retired police officer R. Vijay Paul and former Guntur government General Hospital Superintendent G. Prabhavat. Mr. Raju sent his police complaint through mail 1 month ago and, after taking legal advice, registered a case at 7 p.m. on Thursday against the former chief minister and others, a police officer told news agency PTI. Mr. Raju also alleged that he was subjected to custodial torture. All the five accused in the case were charged under the Indian Penal Code, as the allegations pointed to a case that happened 3 years ago before the implementation of the new Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita. Mr. Raju, who was arrested in 2021 in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, alleged the former chief minister and the officials plotted a criminal conspiracy against him. Mr. Raju alleged in the police complaint, and I quote, "A false case was filed against me by the CBCID of the Andhra Pradesh government. On May 14, 2021, I was arrested without due process. I was bullied, unlawfully physically pulled inside the police vehicle and forcibly taken to Guntur on the same night." Unquote. The MLA said though he had undergone an open-heart surgery some weeks before his arrest, Mr. Raju claimed he was also abused. He also alleged that there were threats to him to kill for criticizing the chief minister, who at the time was Jagan Mohan Reddy. He has further alleged that when he was taken to Guntur Government Hospital, the then superintendent of the hospital, Prabhavati, colluded with Sunil Kumar to create false medical reports that no injuries were inflicted on his person. He has alleged police brutality and said that he was shifted from Guntur to Secunderabad Army Hospital by the orders of the Supreme Court, and after which he had also received bail from the highest court. And next, the Supreme Court has granted Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal bail in a money laundering case by the Enforcement Directorate linked to the Delhi liquor policy. But Mr. Kejriwal will remain in jail, as he is currently being questioned by the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI under Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case, for which he was arrested from inside the court on June 25th. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta delivered the judgment. Mr. Kejriwal has suffered incarceration for over 90 days, the court said while granting him interim bail in the excise policy case by ED. During the hearing today, Justice Khanna said, and I quote, "We have also held that a mere interrogation does not allow you to be arrested. That is not a ground under Section 19, unquote. The Aam Aadmi Party hailed the Supreme Court judgment saying, "Satyameva Jayate," or "Truth alone triumphs." Mr. Kejriwal, who is also Aam Aadmi Party chief, was arrested on March 21st by the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case. In his petition, the 55-year-old had challenged the April 9 order of Delhi High Court, refusing him to grant relief. However, the court declined to rule on demands that Mr. Kejriwal should be forced to step down from his position, observing, and I quote, "We are doubtful whether a court can direct an elected leader to step down or not function as a chief minister or a minister. We are conscious that Arvind Kejriwal is an elected leader and the chief minister of Delhi, a post holding importance and influence. We do not give any direction as we are doubtful that the court can even direct it," unquote. Breaking from breaking news, President Joe Biden seems to be jinxed as his fumbles keep happening at the most important events. The biggest gaffe from the US president at NATO summit this week was introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as what can only be described as his arch nemesis, President Putin. The slip of tongue shocked onlookers. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni could be seen visibly shocked. He made up quickly and said, "I mean, he will beat President Putin." In a separate incident, when asked if the current Vice President Kamala Harris could beat Donald Trump if Biden decided not to run, he said, quote, "I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be Vice President if I did not think she was not qualified enough to be a president," mistakenly calling Vice President Harris as Mr. Trump. His answer was met with gasps and groans from journalists, the New York Post reported. Now, back to news. And next, China is not happy with comments made at the NATO summit. The 75th NATO summit in Washington, D.C., which concluded on Thursday, was heavily focused on Ukraine this year and alleged China's support of Russia. In his final NATO summit, outgoing Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg reaffirmed Ukraine's, quote, "irreversible path to membership," unquote, and rallied support for the country's continued attempts to repel a full-scale Russian invasion. France also reaffirmed their support for Ukraine, claiming they will continue to support as long as necessary. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, for his part, called for quick steps to lift all limitations for Ukrainian soldiers, including allowing US weapons to strike within Russia. However, the continued support for Ukraine and the remarks against Russia in the declaration, which mentions the word war, has irked China. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has hit back at NATO's groundless accusations that Beijing is helping Russia in its war on Ukraine, the BBC reported. He has also warned the Western alliance against stirring up confrontation. The declaration accused China of being a decisive enabler of Russia through its large-scale support for Russia's defense industrial base. In some of their harshest remarks yet about Beijing, they called on China to stop all material and political support to Russia's war effort, such as supply of dual-use materials, which are items that can be used for both civilian and military purposes. In a press conference on Thursday, US President Joe Biden said that he had discussions with other leaders about spelling out the consequences for China. He said, and I quote, "China has to understand that if they are supplying Russia with information and capacity, working with North Korea and others to help Russia and their armament, that they're not going to benefit economically as a consequence of that. I think you will see that some of our European friends are going to be curtailing their investments in China," he said. On Thursday, while speaking to Netherlands' new foreign minister Kasper Weldkamp, Mr. Wang said, and I quote, "China absolutely does not accept all these accusations and insisted that they have always been a force for peace and a force for stability." In comments carried by the state media in China, He said that China's different political system and values should not be used as a reason for NATO to incite confrontation with China, and also called for NATO to stay within its bounds. And lastly, in a rare gesture, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has made an appeal on social media, asking people to refrain from being nasty towards former Union Minister Smriti Irani. In a tweet on X today, Mr. Gandhi, who is now the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, wrote, and I quote, "Winning and losing happen in life. I urge everyone to refrain from using derogatory language and being nasty towards Smriti Irani or any other leader for that matter. Humiliating and insulting people is a sign of weakness, not strength," unquote. Notably, Smriti Irani is most known for being a giant slayer, as she defeated Mr. Gandhi in his family bastion of Amethi in 2019 with a margin of over 55,000 votes. This year also, she was confident of repeating the 2019 feat, but she was defeated by Gandhi family loyalist Kishori Lal Sharma, who made his electoral debut this year and defeated Ms. Irani by over 1.6 lakh votes in general election 2024. Now, this comment comes after she had taken a dig at the Gandhis, saying that an ordinary BJP worker had set the Gandhi family packing. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.